Now here's something for those New Yorkers who can stand to be away from their chickens for a few hours. Tom Stoppard's new play opens tonight. Last season, his 9-hour survey of 19th century Russian intellectual history, The Coast of Utopia, captured 7 Tony Awards, including Best Play. Now Stoppard is back on Broadway with one of his most personal plays to date. It's called Rock and Roll, and Jeff London reports.
Director Trevor Nunn has worked with Tom Stoppard on 6 of his plays, so by now he knows to expect a heady collision of ideas.
Tom himself once said to me that he decides that there's something he wants to write a play about, and then a little while later he decides there's something else that he wants to write a play about, and then he sets these two plays going and allows them to collide. He allows them to smash into each other.
And Rock and Roll is an intriguing mashup, a crazy quilt of topics, from the lives of Czech dissidents and British Marxists to conflicting theories of consciousness, to the Greek poetry of Sappho, to the unbridled power of rock and roll. If this mixture seems unlikely, the playwright doesn't disagree.
You and the listeners might be asking, what the hell has that got to do with anything? You know, British communism, Sid Barrett, Sappho. And the answer is, I don't know, or perhaps a better answer is that they were all interests of mine, and they seemed to have something to say about each other.
Stoppard's departure point was an imagined bit of autobiography. Born in Czechoslovakia in 1937, his family fled from Hitler a year later and moved to the Far East.
My Czech father died. My mother married Mr. Stoppard, and I came to England. So I was quite intrigued by the idea of writing a kind of pseudo-autobiography based on the supposition that I'd gone back to Czechoslovakia where I was born after the war, rather than coming to England after the war.
So, a babe in arms, you left with your parents and spent the war in England.
Yes.
And you returned with your mother in January 1948.
My father was killed in the war. My mother is still alive in Gottfaldorf.
Strange for you coming back a little English schoolboy.
We always spoke Czech at home in England.
Rock and roll starts during the Prague Spring in 1968 and ends in 1990 after the fall of communism. The stand-in for Stoppard is a character named Jan, who becomes increasingly political and suffers under the repressive Czech regime. On the opposite end, in the freedom of England, is Jan's mentor Max, a Cambridge professor who's an unapologetic member of the Communist Party. Stoppard says his first obligation as a playwright is to be a good storyteller.
I developed a situation where there was a British communist, a classical Marxist, having arguments with a man who was living in a communist country under a communist regime. And you can see immediately that there is a kind of tension between the theory and the actuality, the practice.
There's something which keeps happening to me. More and more now that I'm getting to be half famous for not leaving the Communist Party, I meet somebody, it could be a visiting professor or someone fixing my car, anyone. And what they all want to know, but they don't know how to ask because they don't want to be rude, is how come, when it's obvious even to them, how come I don't get it?
Brian Cox plays Max and Rufus Sewell plays Jan, who, like the play's author, is an enormous fan of rock and roll. After studying at Cambridge, he returns to Prague with a suitcase full of records and a head full of Western ideas.
I came back to save rock and roll. And my mother, actually. But none of it happened. My mum's okay, and there's new bands ripping off Hendrix and Jethro Tull on equipment held together with spit. I was in the Music F Club and they had this amateur rock competition and the plastic people of the universe played Venus in Furs from Velvet Underground and I knew everything was basically okay.
The Plastic People of the Universe was a real band in Czechoslovakia at this time. Their long hair and frenzied performances were meant only to be fun. But the band threatened the social order. They and their followers ended up in jail. Actor Rufus Sewell says the Plastics galvanized a generation of Czechs.
And the movement got together to free those people ended up being one of the most powerful things leading towards the eventual collapse of communism in Czechoslovakia, which in turn had an effect all the way across the world. So this band, this relatively inept band, ended up having an enormous influence on world politics, completely unintentionally, because as it turned out, the most powerful thing was just not caring.
At its heart, rock and roll is a play about the human spirit and how no political system can truly contain it, says director Trevor Nunn.
The idea of rock and roll is absolutely at the center of it, that there is a form of expression which has beat, which has rhythm, which, when you begin to play it, has human beings moving instinctively, responding, letting go, becoming free, becoming wild.
Actress Sinead Cusack plays two roles in the play. She says Stoppard doesn't just appeal to the intellect. He touches the heart.
The wonder of Stoppard, really, is that nothing is ever on the nose. It is gently and wonderfully revealed, you know, layer peels away and another layer peels away, and then you see what he's talking about, and I just love that.
Tom Stoppard's Rock and Roll opens on Broadway tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Weekend Edition. From NPR News, I'm Leanne Hansen.